Don't start yet. Don't
sorry, start it.
No, turn it off.
No.
I'm scared. Step away. Sometimes it's faulty and it comes off like this. All right, it's not.
Me and the nature queen are popping bottles.
Popping bottles. On a Sunday.
It looks like she's busting the nut.
I am.
There it is. Straight out the bottle.
Good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay.
So.
I like those candid entrances. We're back at it, man. We're talking about polyamorous. I guess just the concept of it in general. I guess I could go first, you know? Let me see. I like the idea because it's like sharing energy. I think of it more of in a spiritual aspect, to be quite honest. You know, like you sharing energy with other people, and the more everybody's like in tune with everybody else's growth, you know, the more it can manifest itself because everybody's believing in each other, you know what I'm saying? So you're creating an environment of good energy and you add more than yourself to that. So I just think it's a dope idea. On a more base level, I just think I'm a man.
And what does that mean?
That means that, like, I can give that energy to women and they can give me their feminine energy and we can exchange it. Also, I'm boring in a sense at times, can be, or just detached from a moment. And if you create an environment with, like, kind of more people, I guess, or more, or another person, and it gives opportunity to smoothly filling that void of not having attention in general.
Okay.
I'm just thinking out loud here. Yeah. Going off the gut. Go ahead. That's the point.
No, all good. What did you think when I first mentioned it the other day?
I wasn't thinking anything, you know. I don't know. I was just like, okay. What was the selfish side of me thinking when you said that? I guess what you're saying. It was like, oh shit. Hey, keep an eye on Hala, man. She's interesting. She's very, very interesting. So, you know, everything has to flow naturally. I mean, of course, I thought of it as like a possible opportunity, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Just because, why wouldn't I? You know what I'm saying? I don't know the fucking future. At the same time, with just like everything else, take it naturally. Let it run smoothly. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm glad to be in a space where that much open-mindedness to that type of situation is welcome. Hey, we guys get a chance, check out Cranes in the Sky by Solange, man. The way those women, it was like five or six women in the same room and it was like doing like sensual soft shit with each other. That shit was like, I was turned on in another way. It was crazy. It was super dope.
That energy, that womanly energy, will do it to you every time.
Super powerful. And I feel like it's the real source of like kind of life.
Life, yeah. Mother Earth.
Mother Earth, there you go. So how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Talk to me. You like that?
What?
I'm just
oh my god. I don't know, I've always like thought of the idea or thought it was like a interesting idea.
Why would it be interesting? What type of do you think of situations that could possibly occur?
What do you mean?
Like, what, when you think of a polyamorous relationship, what do you think of? Like, what's the idea?
I think of a relationship that has gotten to, like, the next level, to where, like, you unequivocally trust that person and feel like you can, like, be that open and that honest with them. And, you know, that's just, like, a whole nother connection, like, a deeper understanding, I feel. You know, just
yeah,
to, like,
gain that,
I don't know.
That's deep. Yeah, that's connectedness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think the same thing. So.
And to, like, want that for the person. You know what right. I mean? Like, genuinely be, like, happy and...
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I want to be involved with them. It's a big concept, so to try to break that down, I would think of, like, mm-hmm. what would that look like? What would a day-to-day like that look like?
Oh, day-to-day? Yeah. It's not like a... I mean, I don't know. It's different for every, like, relationship, every right. partnership. But for me, I wouldn't really think it would be, like, an everyday thing.
Right.
You know?
I think in extremes, so that's why I guess I thought like that. But I definitely...
Oh, that's... You thought, like, what?
Like, that's the relationship. Like...
What?
Like, a three-person...
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, that's not, like... polyamorous?
I don't think so. Really? Maybe. I forget. I don't know. I feel like...
That's a polyamorous situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It might not be what that's called, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I got you, though.
Oh, yeah. That's a different thing, though, I've thought about. I kind of like that more in a way.
Yeah, so initially were you thinking, like, people in a relationship, and then you guys kind of, like, get a girlfriend or something like that, or...
No, it's like you sleep with other people sometimes.
You sleep with other people sometimes.
Yeah, like the guy right. with another girl and the girl with another guy.
Right.
But like separate, not an orgy.
Yeah.
Unless, I don't know.
No, I got you. So what the that would be explained though, and that would be known though, right?
Yeah. That's the thing.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to get to that level where you can like talk to your partner like about like your needs and your desires, and it can be like understood and you have that trust in place to where it can be understood, is just like a whole nother...
I might be selfish in that sense, man, because
what?
The sex part really throws me. It just
what do you
throws
mean?
Me.
Which sex part?
The sex part, like the connecting. I feel like it's so crazy I'm gonna say this, but I feel like two women connect, and it's not the same as like a man and a woman like having sex, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, and
so I wouldn't really want, I mean, unless it's known and said, like, okay, you know, yeah, sure, you can have sex outside of out of the relationship or whatever. Like, picture this three-person relationship that I was talking about before. So yeah, you can have sex outside of this relationship, but understand that comes with, like, you know, like, like, you separating yourself, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, you separating yourself from this situation. And to be kind of back in this situation, first of all, we have to kind of know, not know who you're sleeping with, but...
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And also, you would have to, like... I'm finna say, like, you have to go through, like, a spiritual cleansing or some shit, like, process with us. Like, because I just can't... I'm big on the energy part, so it's just like it might be simple though. Dude, she is you know, having sex with or whatever, has good energy, is, you know what I'm saying?
A right. good person, yeah, and if so. You felt like he didn't or she didn't, whatever,
right,
then you would be like, you would talk about it. That's,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's like the foundation.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not disagreeing.
I know. It's just interesting.
I'm definitely talking a lot though.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good stuff.
Okay. So, give me a perfect, like, polyamorous situation, like, ideal for you. Like, what's happening?
Well, I don't know.
Tell a story.
Because I've never been there before, though. You know, like, But
then where? What are we talking about?
I'm saying I've never been in anything like that. I've been in anything close to that. So I just feel like I can't really say. But if I had to like imagine it up.
Yeah. You heard that, she cleared her throat. She's about to come with it.
I'm a little high. Can I say that?
Yeah, you
can. All right. Well, I feel like I already laid it out, kind of.
You get, okay.
With, like, I guess if it was going to be, like, the triad, I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
It's, like, a three-person couple.
Right.
Or, that like, a throuple.
Did you say a throuple?
A throuple.
A throuple.
Wow. I guess it would be, like, two girls and a guy.
Yeah. And then, like...
And we would, like... live together and do things for each other and you know, like, I guess normal couple shit, except for there's extra person,
exactly,
and more like love to go around.
Okay and then in that sense, then what do you focus on in that couple? Like, what do you want more of?
You mean the man or the woman?
No, I'm talking about like out of the relationship in general. Do you want to, like, are you looking to grow? Are you looking to... Of course you're looking to
more
grow.
More like experiences, I guess.
Yeah.
More like perspectives.
Perspectives.
Different realities.
Mm-hmm.
Just that's like exploring that with someone that you like.
Yeah. And likes you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I hope so.
For who you are. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing, you know what I'm saying? Like genuineness.
Yeah. This is all based... in that this is all assuming, you know, right. What I mean, because this can't be with just anybody, like, right, not even course. close. No, it has to be with someone that, like, you're very committed to. Or, you know, you guys are committed to each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
No, that's real.
It's not like something I try with, I feel, you know, someone like you just randomly are dating.
There you go. Well, that's some pretty good stuff, man. We laid it out deep for you. Cut it raw, rugged. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Again, if you listen to all of this, I mean, if you listen to all of this, I understand. This is a good ass. So this was a good combo.
I liked it.
It was good.
She
liked
it. We got deep there.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Hit those spots. That's big dick energy for you. All right. So, we'll catch you another time, champ. Skirt.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.